Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Today, I am thrilled because with us, we have Kim Adish, MBA and president and founder of Frame of Mind Coaching and Journal Engine Software. She is one of North America's foremost experts on performance through thought management. By using her unique process of coaching through journaling, she works with clients to unveil and switch their thought patterns to ignite significant change and life transformation. Kim, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm thrilled to be here. It's always so much fun to talk to you.
Oh, I feel the same way. And, you know, you always have such exciting things that you're doing and really making a mark from the standpoint of the contribution to the world that it just seems to be all around you with all of your wonderful projects and the wonderful things that you've developed internationally, both for companies and for, you know, large companies and individuals. So for those who may not have had the pleasure of meeting you, share a little bit with us about how you came to what you're doing now and how that passion ignited into this wonderful contribution.
Well, for starters, I'm the president and founder of a company called Frame of Mind Coaching. And what we do is we coach highly driven individuals who are determined to live extraordinary lives, but who have who are facing some type of challenge or adversity or difficulty in making some kind of decision at this point in their lives. The way we coach is what's really interesting. So let me share that, and then I'll go back and kind of talk a little bit about how I got to this point. But when we coach people, we always begin with a 10-week coaching period. There's a call once a week for 10 weeks, and we ask our clients to journal every single day for the duration of the coaching period. And, you know, I say this often, no days off, no weekends, no vacations. And what we're looking at is the way a person thinks and how their thinking ultimately affects the results that they're getting in their lives. And so, you know, the basic premise of our coaching is that there's no bigger impact on your life than the way you think and the way that your beliefs lead you to take certain actions, positive and negative. And so the entirety of Frame of Mind Coaching is focused on really understanding how your thoughts serve you and how some of your thoughts get in your way and prevent you from reaching the goals you really, really want to reach. So how did I get here? Years ago, I owned a software company, and we were building assessments. And those assessments were designed to identify who would be a top performer in a variety of industries. And we were testing things like IQ, personality, skills, selling skills, all kinds of things. And what we wanted to do is figure out how we could predict who would be successful in a variety of careers. And what we discovered was that no matter what the industry was, no matter what the position was, that there were some things that were important in some places, but in all cases, there was one key differentiator that helped us identify who would be more likely to succeed, no matter what. And that was that if people had a higher degree of emotional resilience, their likelihood of success was tremendously higher. And so, I mean, that's a really important factor in where I am now and why. I looked at a lot of coaching programs, and I thought a lot of coaching programs focus on helping people achieve their goals by creating action plans and breaking the action plans into smaller components and holding their clients accountable for getting things done. And I thought to myself, wouldn't it be interesting if rather than creating action plans, we started to investigate what prevents someone from having a high level of emotional resilience. In other words, what is emotional resilience? It's a person's ability to bounce back from adversity. When something bad happens, and they have a blow, they have, you know, something horrible happen to them, those people who can get up with speed and agility and who can leverage the adversity, those people are going to have greater success. And those are the people who are going to be able to live extraordinary lives. So how do we teach people that? And so that's where Frame of Mind Coaching was born, and that's how we put it all together. Hope that answered your question.
It does. It's just an amazing approach. It's fascinating and so powerful. So what really makes up a person being able to have emotional resilience? I mean, what is that about?
Yeah, so emotional resilience is highly dependent on the way a person interprets the events that have happened to them. And so anything can happen to anyone, positive or negative, and the story that you tell about that event will influence a person's emotional resilience. And so, for example, I spoke to someone earlier today, and he told me, you know, my wife dropped a bomb on me. She told me that she wants to separate. It came out of the blue. I got sideswiped. I didn't see it coming. I'm absolutely devastated. And my response to him was, congratulations. And he was, you know, a little bit shocked. And I said to him, look, you know, if you're in an unhappy marriage and there's a way out, terrific. If someone in your relationship, even if it's your wife, isn't happy, then you're ultimately in an unhealthy relationship, and here's your chance to build something new. And that whole entire viewpoint is grounded in the idea of leveraging adversity.
That is so powerful. So you were able to, with just a few words, and even though they may have been somewhat shocking to him at the time, you were able to shift his whole perception about the incident.
Well,
which is,
you know, that's
going to
take a little time, right? Like, people don't just switch on a dime. It will take some time. But giving him a glimpse into what this could be for him makes all the difference in the world. And so Frame of Mind Coaching is really about identifying how people think about any subject and really looking at whether or not their thinking propels them forward or holds them back. And what we do is we shine a light on their thinking and we help them see how some thinking can really aid them in getting the results they want, and some thinking, while it may have served them in the past, may no longer be useful. So we help them make thinking decisions. That's what it really boils down to. And the problem is most people have no idea what they're thinking because they don't see their thoughts. It's something that happens at an unconscious or subconscious level.
You know, I wanted to share with you, Kim, this happened to me on the subject of death, which was very interesting. I had a series of deaths that happened to me over a really short period of time, including people very close to me, close friends, my mother, my godmother. And so anyway, I found out that a friend of mine, we were on an island, and a friend of mine who lived there was diagnosed with something very serious and may die. And I was talking with one of my other friends that was along on the trip with us, and I said, you know, I don't think I can take another loss. And he looked at me, he said, Vicki, why do you look at it as a loss? He said, I look at death as a shift in a relationship. And you're just relating to the person who is still a part of you. Their life that they lived is still a part of you. I'm just relating to them in a different way. Our relationship has shifted. It has not dissolved. It is not gone. It's just my interaction with them is on a different level. And
yeah,
it forever shifted. I'm not saying that grief isn't still hard at times, but it really shifted my whole perception about how I looked at the grieving process. Was so fascinating. And what I love is you're doing this kind of thing that's really life-changing with people every day.
Every day. And so what you just said is really, really interesting, because what you said is that the way that I perceive what's happening in front of me profoundly affects the way I feel about it. And so when we look at helping people experience different emotions, right, more powerful, happy, satisfied, pride, all those different emotions, what we need to do is help them look at how their thinking connects to those emotions. And so the way you see anything triggers an emotion. That's what we teach people. We bring their awareness to how their emotions are linked to their perceptions of everything in their life.
And so then do you have them shift their perception, therefore their emotion that they experience with that perception shifts? Is that the idea?
So we don't have to say you don't have to feel bad about that, right? We don't deal with it on that level. We say, what is causing you to feel bad about that? And they or what happened, and they tell us the story of what happened. And very often the story gives us their interpretation or their perception, right? And then we start to kind of dig a little bit underneath it and say, hey, you know, what if you could look at it this way? Or do you believe this to be true? If so, maybe we can look at this situation from a different lens, and on and on and on. And so we're challenging their most fundamental beliefs, because it's the beliefs you have that are linked to the emotions you have.
That is just really fascinating. So is anyone a good candidate for this work? I mean, I know you work with individuals, you work and train coaches, you work with some really top-level people in some very, very big industries and businesses. Is anyone a candidate, or do people have to be in a certain state?
Well, for me, you know, I think that it's twofold. For me, I like to work with people who are driven to succeed, who are ambitious, and I don't mean only professionally ambitious, but people who are committed to being their best, showing up as their best, and living an extraordinary life. Those are the people I want to hang out with. But I also find that those people are willing to roll up their sleeves and do the work that's required to look at themselves very closely and see how they operate. So most of us just operate. It's automatic. We just operate. We don't know how we operate. We just operate. Those people who are willing and wanting to examine themselves a little bit more closely so that they move forward making conscious decisions, those are the people I want to work with.
That's fantastic. So how does a person know if they're ready for this work, or how do you know if a person is ready to work with you?
Well, you know, one of the things, again, when we coach people, it's very intense. It's very demanding. There's contact with the coach every single day. You know, when we look at sports and we look at athletes and we even look at Olympic athletes, how often do they interact with their coach? Every single day. Like, training is rigorous. And this, I think of in the very same manner. If you want to make a significant shift in your life, it's time to, you know, put on your running shoes and start training. And so this modality of coaching is really about getting extraordinary results. It's not about tuning in with your coach once a week or once every 2 weeks. It's about a rigorous mindset shift.
That, so someone has to be willing to really put in the work and show up and do it.
Someone has to be willing to put in the work. And somebody has to be in a place where they say, okay, I really want something different, and I'm committed to getting to that different place. I don't want to stay here anymore. I don't want to stay in either a state of pain or a state of mediocrity. I'm done.
Yeah, that. So they have to reach some sort of threshold, usually, where they're really willing to make the change and put in what is required.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to have to be willing to journal every day. They're going to they have to be willing to dig deep. They have to be willing to get personal, both professionally and personally. A lot of people ask me, is this life coaching? Is this career coaching? What is this? And I say it's frame of mind coaching. There is no distinction for me between life coaching and career coaching or business coaching, because the way you show up in one place will affect the way you show up in another. The way you think about one subject will trickle down into another. And so for me, the more that we can cover subjects and topics and areas where they operate, the more powerful the coaching is, because there are definitely relationships between people's personal experiences and their professional experiences, and there is no difference.
So, Ken, do you have any example, like maybe a success story that you could share with us, maybe something that is really, you know, top of mind for you?
Sure. I mean, it's funny. I reached out to a client the other day. I said, you know, I just sent her an email, a former client. And I said, you know, I have a question for you. I think you can help me. Can you, you know, can we set up some time to talk? She said, oh, yes, I'd love to talk, but I'm going to Barbados next week. And by the way, I got another promotion. This is her second one. And this is, can you believe it? I'm the ultimate success story for you. So she assigned her success to her coaching. But let me tell you where she started. She started coaching feeling like she hated her job and she wanted to leave. So what happened, right? What happened? What happened was I helped her to understand that her perceptions, the way she sees things, the way she experiences things, are in her hands, that other people don't have control over the way she feels and thinks, that she has control over that. I also taught her to let go of other things that she's trying to control out there, like her staff and her boss and her, you know, her clients and all that kind of stuff. So I reduced her stress. Let go of that. That's not your job. It's not your responsibility. You can't ultimately control those things. And here, I'm handing you what you are responsible for. You're responsible for the way you think. You're responsible for the way you feel. And you haven't been taking that responsibility seriously. It's time to take it seriously. Here's how we do that.
Oh, that is, again, so really powerful. So what type of advice would you like to share with someone who would like to start this work and feels that it's something that they're really at a point where they want to make a shift?
Well, you know, for me, journaling is a huge component of self-exploration. That's what we use in our coaching. And if you want to kind of just do the work on your own, my strong recommendation is start journaling and ask yourself some critical questions. I'll give you three right off the bat. And the question is, what do I want? Why do I want it? Why don't I have it? And why don't I have it now, right? And so the answers to those questions will provide you with tremendous insight. Particularly the last question, why don't I have what I want right now, will give you all the thinking and all the beliefs and all the excuses you're using to hold yourself apart from what it is that you really want.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that's one thing I would do. The second thing I would do is I would, of course, invite people to try out coaching. You have to find the right coach. You have to find someone that you resonate with. You have to find a process that makes sense for you. You have to feel like you're in good hands. You have to feel like the company you're working with has a great reputation and has a proven track record and on and on and on. We invite people to get to know us and to experience our coaching. We have a 3-day complimentary coaching experience where people sign up, they take an assessment, they get assigned to a coach, and literally the coach reads and responds to their journals for 3 days and then tops it off with a coaching call.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is just so much value. Ken, how can people get a hold of you to tap into more of this wisdom and possibly sign up for a coaching class if they think they're ready for this work?
So first, it's frameofmindcoaching.com. And then, I can be reached at kim@frameofmindcoaching.com.
Oh, I love that because you're so accessible. So accessible. And we are loyal users of the Journal Engine system, where we have our classes on Journal Engine as well. And people have just found so much benefit from the software and the actual world at Journal Engine that you've developed, allowing people to dig in very deeply to themselves and make wonderful discoveries and wonderful changes that impact their whole entire life. So again, Ken, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you so much for the contribution you're making to the world.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. As I said before, Vicki, it's always fun to talk to you.
Well, one more time, if you could repeat how people could get a hold of you, because I don't want anyone to miss the opportunity to connect.
Yeah, it's frameofmindcoaching.com, And my email address is kim@frameofmindcoaching.com. And I love hearing from people. I love answering questions. I love people who are curious. So, you know, reach out.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Kim. And thank you for everyone who's listening. Have a wonderful week. If you'd like to learn more about Expert Insights, our publishing opportunities, our magazines, best-selling books, global communities and broadcast, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.